life, and it's time for action. Boom, 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 selection. From the crowd, the chemical reaction. Boom, 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 selection. Can you feel the satisfaction? Boom, 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 selection. This is a genius production. Boom, 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 selection. Squeeze, and it's time for action. Boom, 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 selection.
Open the room, and there's like a real leopard there. And Puffy is still there, right? And he asked me, peep this. Charity is very important to me. In fact, a proportion of the sales of this video is going to charity. I mean, not much, I ain't that mental. This charity is called Comic Relief and is run by my man, Lenny Henry. But don't worry, we're personally guaranteed that none of it will go into feeding his missus. Now, not long after we put out my last video, we heard a terrible rumour that thousands of people got DVDs of Ali G. That is absolute rubbish. Me has never given anyone the VD. Firstly, me never ever sleep around and cheat on me Julie. And secondly, when me do, me always wear a Connie. Me can tell you absolutely, it wasn't me. Now, the first interview is with Posh and Bex. David Beckham actually gets all his haircut ideas from this place here. It was Sapphire who inspired him to have a Mohican. And Candy, who gave him the idea of having it all shaved. Let's hope he don't start visiting mermaids on Egamai Street though, because he'll end up with a massive frizzy perm, full beard and bushy sideburns. Diggity, check yourself before you wreck yourself. Hear me now. You was probably thinking, why is I doing Comic Relief? Well, me only agreed to do it because me thought we was going to get a free trip to meet me brothers in Africa. And while me was there, maybe score some Botswanan homegrown. Now check it. Africa ain't just the country that gave us Bob Marley. I seen... It's true. I have seen documentaries about it, and there is some terrible images that has been left in my mind, especially of tribes women with well droopy swingers. With your help, we can stop these shocking things happening. A fiver will buy these people a bra, and for a few thousand quid, there might even be enough for a tit job. Now please big it up for me guest tonight. Every boy wants to be in his boots, and every man wants to be in his missus. Big it up for none other than Victoria and David Beckham. Now, scary, is you comfy? Beckham, what about you?
All right.
Listen, just because this is Comic Relief doesn't mean you should speak in a silly voice, right? One day to me. Now, where did you two meet?
We met at the football.
Beckham, was you into the Spice Girls beforehand?
No, but I was into Posh.
Had you already seen a picture of her and knocked one out? That's a yes, isn't it? Come on, what about that picture of her in the black catsuit and boots that come up well high? Apparently in that video, if you freeze frame it, you can actually see a tiny bit of camel toe. Ain't that right?
I can see.
Yeah, that's more like a camel hoof, girl. Now, it must be amazing going out with a Spice Girl. But in an ideal world, and no disrespect to your bitch, wouldn't... In an ideal world, wouldn't you rather be with Baby? So, how many of the Spice Girls turned you down before you went for... You went for Scary first, what?
No, just this one.
Now, does you go to watch him play football?
Yeah, I do, whenever I can, because Brooklyn loves going to watch him, so as much as we can.
Me heard there is an insulting song that they sing about you. As you heard it, what is the words?
They say, posh spice.
That you take it up the arse.
That's what they say.
But that ain't insulting, that is the biggest compliment you can pay me. No, but seriously, does you take it up the basket?
No, of course I don't.
Beckham, you're telling me you ain't never been caught offside?
No.
But me heard you was well good at getting round the back and swinging your balls in, eh?
They do say it's the way he bends it, I have to say.
Respect, respect. Little bit of a different vibe from Parkinson, right? Yeah. Now, Beckham, do you reckon the better the footballer you is, the fitter the girl you go out with?
Obviously.
So you is the best at footy, you know. So you get posh. So does Sporty Spice go out with someone from Scunthorpe United? What do you mean?
That's my friend, and she's lovely.
Exactly. Why? Is he trying to say Scunthorpe is not a good team?
Yes.
That is a horrible thing to say about it. You has got a little nipper. Do you reckon you was good parents?
Yeah, I do think we're good parents.
So when did you teach him to roll his first spliff?
I will never teach him that.
Why not? You should never deny your kid education. So, what's he called?
Brooklyn.
Alright, and how did you come up with that name?
Well, we found out that I was pregnant while I was on tour in America, and we was in Brooklyn when we found out.
So, had you actually done it there?
No, we didn't do it there.
For real?
We did it in Denmark, if you really want to know.
How come you never called him Denmark? That would be a well good idea though, what? Because if me and my Julie had a kid, we'd call him Langley Village. Well, his full name would be the Bogs at the KFC in Langley Village. So tell me, does Brooklyn like your music, or is he getting a bit old for it now?
He does like music. He's really, you know, he jigs about and dances, and he's also into football as well. So it's nice. So
respect.
Doing a footballer with rhythm.
So tell me, is your little boy starting to put old sentences together?
He's saying little bits and pieces, and yeah.
And what about Brooklyn? So do you want him to grow up to be a footballer like his dad, or a singer like Mariah Carey?
I'm hoping that he'll grow up to be a footballer like his dad, and I'd like to grow up and be a singer like Mariah Carey.
Respect. He's got to have a break now, because Posh is going to do a bit of breastfeeding backstage. Just out of interest, is there one going spare? Check you later. Hear me now. This next interview is about the economics, the Franklins. Most people choose to put their money in a bank or building society. Me, I like to store it somewhere to give me more interest. Hear me now. I is here with none other than Professor J.K. Galbraith, MB, the most renowned economist in the world. What is the economics?
Oh, the most famous definition, English in its origins, is men and women in the ordinary business of life.
What is supply and demand? Is it like with my Julie, I supply and she demand it?
Supply and demand is an old economic expression.
Is it like in my school, everyone was well into Tashid Vegi because she was all well fit and had nice skin and whatever, and you had to spend 75p even for a touch outside the floor? And
Zoe Lewis, who was a bit dodgy, looked a bit rough. She was 25p for fingers and thumbs.
This is great occasion, supply and demand. The demand for the different personalities, if I understand your question, is quite different.
So what notes do you have here?
Dollars, $5, $10.
Would it not be more convenient if instead of having like just a $10 bill and a $20 bill, you had like a $5.19 bill, or like a $12.48 bill, or like a $48.05 bill, or like a $78.02 bill, or like a $267.54 bill, or like a $318.09 bill, then you could pay for everything with one note, innit?
I have no hesitation in saying that that would be so complicated that only you and a few other people would understand it.
How much money do I need to be a millionaire?
$1 million or £1 million.
For real, that is a lot of money. Can I still be a millionaire if I've got, like, £17,000 or something like that?
Certainly not.
Ain't that racialist?
This is a simple arithmetic matter. A millionaire is somebody with a million.
How could I be a millionaire?
You would have to have a very shrewd knowledge of the working of the economy.
I've got an idea and I want to run it by you, Professor Galbraith. What has everyone in the world got? Feet, right? And what do they want their feet to become? Comfy. How do they make their feet comfy? One word.
Shoes.
Slippers. So my idea is to make slippers.
Well, you will not be the only person with that idea.
What? Well, check this. I was going to use the intranet, and I was going to do it on www.slippers.com.
I would point out that you will only become a millionaire making slippers, internet or not, if you make them cheaper than anybody else.
What happened if I use the intranet and I do it instead of that address on www.swedishfunny.com? But then everyone would think that they're going over to see some nice girls or whatever. And what would they see? In the slippers.
Okay, that's your risk, fortunately, and not mine.
Do you want to invest some money in it?
Certainly not.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Big up yourself. The most famous and the greatest economist in the world, Professor J.K. Galbraith, in the house. Maximum respect. And if you ever want to join me over the slippers, that offer is still open. Recognized. A lot of people come up to me in the street and ask me, what is animals? Well, animals, and particularly gorillas, is basically humans with overgrown muffs. They develop through something called evolution, which ain't just the name of the second largest nightclub in Bracknell. It refers to something called survival of the fittest. This is most obvious in the pop group Destiny's Child, because they has evolved from a four-piece band and their members has changed constantly. But Beyoncé Knowles has survived all the changes of the band. Why? Because she is the fittest, despite her big thighs. To find out more about them, we went to meet the greatest zoologist in the world. Rinse it. So let's talk about evolution. What exactly is it?
It's the belief that all of the different kinds of life on the world today are descended from the same ancestral organism.
So what is we, humanoids, evolution from?
We evolved from apes.
So you is basically saying somewhere down the line, Minan did it with a monkey.
not exactly, but we did descend from apes.
Do you think my uncle Jamal might have recently evolved, because he has got a very airy back and also one of them beards that stops right up Mm-mm. there?
Nope.
So when will the monkeys that live now become humans?
Nothing says that they will.
If I kept a monkey in a fridge for a million years and then I took it out, would it be a humanoid?
Nope.
It would be naked though, wouldn't it?
You mean in terms of not having any hair?
Clothes.
It's hard to say. It's very difficult to predict how evolution goes in the future.
But what happens if monkeys look at the humanoids and think, all right, I want to be them, I as well jealous because they're having a laugh, then they'd say, all right, let's do it. Let's do the evolution.
That's not how evolution works. You can't...
So you claim.
But I think this is an informed... We regard it as an informed claim.
If you shaved a monkey, would it look like a human?
Would it look like it? It might, superficially.
Has you ever tried it?
No.
Why not? If you was doing the study, and surely that would be the first thing you went about doing.
Why would we do that? What would we gain by that?
To see if that we really is evolutionized from the monkeys. Shave them. Let's have a look.
Well, I guess people have done that in other ways aside from shaving. They've taken...
Waxed.
No, they've taken rulers or tape measures.
Is we constantly being evolutionized?
Good question.
Thank you.
There's evolution occurs extremely slowly.
So what will we become?
Impossible to say, because things are happening so fast culturally.
Do you think we might become giraffes?
Well, I think probably not.
Which animal do you think we'll become? Probably deer. Birds.
No, I think we'll... Given enough time...
Horse?
Millions of years, we could event, you know, I guess if...
Not fish.
Well, again, it's hard to say.
I mean, Nan sometimes says to me that I as an animal, if I start chucking things around or don't wipe it properly, is she right?
Well, she remind her of animal because of things that you're doing.
If she says you're an animal, I say yes, so what?
Well, I mean, technically...
You did it with a monkey.
You could say...
What is you talking to me about? Pass it over here. Don't be poor greedy. Don't be poor greedy. It's free. Pass it here. It's free. It's all free. Yeah, safe. Wicked, yeah. Safe. I see you in the wood. And these people behind me is genuinely brothers. And they all really like me. Honestly, they said it in everything. They even invented their own nickname for me. They call me Faggot. To find out about all aspects of ghetto life, we went out to check out my homies in South Central LA. Realize. Chicky Izzy in South Central LA to meet ex-gang member Alejandro Alonso to talk about guns and team. Chicky. So how many gang members is there in the whole of LA?
Well, according to the Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department, from 1998, there were about 150,000 gang members.
We've only got 8 in the West End.
8
people in the West End's massive. Is it true if you wear sandals on these streets, you can get killed by another gang?
Never heard of that.
Is it like in Sayings, where if you wear fila, everyone thinks you're a bit of a knobhead?
There's a little bit of that. There's a lot about if you dress a particular way that you already are identified as being part of the counterculture.
It is to do with colors here as well, is that right?
Well, colors is sort of the division between Bloods and Crips, and the color aspect has really been highlighted through the media.
What would happen if your mum did a wash
and you're putting your pants in there, whatever, and she's putting one of her red sweaters, and all your clothes come out red, even though you was in the blues.
Probably the person whose clothes got all this color would probably throw his clothes out and go buy some more.
But the mum will be well miffed about that.
Yeah.
What would have happened, let's say, if your nan had knitted you like a red sweater or something, and you was in the blue Crips? What would you do?
Well, the person would never wear it in the first place.
But then his nan had like spent ages.
They didn't care. They would probably throw it out, or they would tell her, "Do it my favorite color, which is blue."
Yeah, but then you make the nan feel bad or whatever. You're making your own grandma feel like rubbish.
Well, I don't think they're really concerned about making someone in their family feel bad about the color.
Right.
If I was in a situation like that, I'd probably take it, but not wear it.
But they will always check, you know? They will always check to see if they've spent that long knitting something for you, and I've talked from personal experience. They're going to check that you was wearing that.
Well, I personally don't know anyone who's ever had a sweater knitted for them. But maybe in England it's a little different than here it is in the States.
So, where's we now?
We're in the heart of A-Tray Gangsta Crip neighborhood, which is located between Florence Avenue and Western, pretty much in the center of the city.
What do you get when you join a gang? Do you get a free gun?
We don't get material objects.
Is it like when we joined the Nat West Club? We got like free our price record vouchers and that. Can you get those kind of things?
To go and shop somewhere?
Oh, for real.
I've never heard of that.
So do they ever twin gangs with gangs abroad?
I'm not sure what you mean by that question.
Well, is it possible to like twin the Crips with the West End's Massive or the Bloods with the West End's Massive?
That'd probably be very complicated because of the distance. It's probably, about 8,000 miles from here to here?
But it would mean that when they went over to England or wherever, they would have somewhere to stay,
mm-hmm.
and we could go on, like, trips and, like, see all the steering and go go-karting and that kind of thing.
I'm not too sure that the people here would be interested in go-karting. And
what about canoeing and abseiling?
Nah. They probably want to make their money here and get involved in their business ventures here.
Is there like initiations in the gang?
They got different types of initiations for the different types of ethnic groups.
In some of the gangs in England, you is made to eat a sausage from someone's exit hole.
No, that sounds like something they would do here in the fraternities and colleges.
So what is the toughest initiation for any of the gangs?
It all depends on what that individual can bear.
In the West End's Massive, we have to go into the corner shop and nick, like, a Mars bar and waves, and nick one of the Staines and Egham Herald News. Does you do that kind of thing here?
I think it's a little bit more complicated than snatching up a few candy bars here.
Is there any difference between the gangs and, let's say, the Scouts?
The Boy Scouts? There's some fundamental differences. Well, I don't think Boy Scouts have a defined turf or territory.
But do you have, like, a leader, like an RK line again?
Certain gangs do have a hierarchical structure in terms of leader. You have YGs, or young gangsters, the ones that are coming up that want to be OG.
So they is like the little boys who was just going into the Boy Scouts, was getting, like, their 25-meter swimming thing in the upgrade.
Yeah, that's exactly what it's like.
I swear the niggas stole from me to air. I'm so thorough, I make the hardest thing on your block shed a tear. Y'all niggas don't know about me. MP showing love for this nigga, didn't even know his rhymes are whack. This nigga's so fucking gay that I heard his ass was sitting back, playing with his balls back, getting his shit jerked off, sucking his own shit. Saw this nigga on a scary move while he was sitting there playing with his own shit.
Yo, said Ali and Julie sitting in a tree. K-I-S-S-I-N-G. Now, intelligence ain't just showing off that you can count to 20. In the US, intelligence is so important that they has got an organization specifically for it called the Central Intelligence Agency, or known here as the CNN. And that is why he has gone to visit and interview the head of the CNN. Realize.
So, Mr. Stansfield, what does the CIA stand for? Central Intelligence Agency.
So does it help if you was intelligent if you want to get in?
Yes. To get in, you need a college degree.
Ain't that a bit racialist, though, that you have to be intelligent?
Isn't that a bit?
Racialist, that you won't allow in thick people.
I don't think it's racialist. We can't use them if they're a bit stupid.
But ain't that unfair for those people, because they'll feel bad inside if you won't allow them in there? Why do you laugh? Could I ever work for the CIA?
I would certainly think so. You seem intelligent.
Thank you very much. I've got two GCSEs. Right. Thank you. So let's talk about spies now, because the CIA has also got to do with spies, isn't it? Is it true that you have certain female spies that you put a camera in their punani? What uniform do the CIA spies wear?
They don't wear a uniform. They have to be as incognito as possible. Now look, you go over to a foreign country. We have a CIA person goes to country X. And in that country, he finds Joe, who is willing to give us information.
Who is Joe?
A member of country X. He's a citizen of country X.
Is it not dangerous that you were saying his name, because this may be on the telly?
Well, I mean, if I had a real name here, I wouldn't be saying it.
They're saying his real name.
Okay.
Is this his real name, Joe?
I'm just making this up.
Okay. Let's talk about conspiracy theories. What about landing a man on the moon? Did it actually ever happen?
Of course it happened. I've actually shaken hands with the first man on the moon.
But how do we actually know that Louis Armstrong was actually stood on the moon?
It was Neil Armstrong.
Whatever.
How do we know? I don't know.
Has you ever seen the film JFK?
Well, I mean, my understanding of the movie, Oliver Stone's movie JFK, is that there was a conspiracy of one of my predecessors and the whole cabinet of the United States to murder the President of the United States, and it's absolutely nonsense.
That bloke who was in Dances with Wolves, he knows who did it. How come no one listened to it?
I don't know who this bloke is or...
In the film...
Well, I mean, how does... What makes this film... True. I mean, well, how do we...
It's a true story.
Well, how do you know it's a true story? You're questioning whether people landed on the moon, and now you're telling me you believe a movie.
For real.
I mean, how can you believe that movie if you don't believe what went on the moon?
Because they spent millions of pounds making that. They spent
hundreds of millions of pounds going to the moon.
Aye. Thank you, Admiral Turner. Respect. Big up yourself.
Licky. Next, we went to check out the ex-chief constable of Essex Police. Luckily, him had no links with the Berkshire Constabulary, otherwise we would have been fried. What happens when you is arrested?
The person is informed that they have been arrested and the reason why they've been arrested.
Do most people, in your experience of having arrested them, is the first thing they say, "It wasn't me," in that voice?
Yes.
In that voice?
A large proportion of people will say, "It's not me." There was something which used to be called the verbals.
For
so
real?
That when you arrested someone, you said in court, and I said to the defendant, "I am arresting you for stealing this silver cup," and he said...
"It wasn't me."
No, he says, "Fair cup, Governor, I did it."
For real. That's the copper sometimes sing as well, because I caught you red and it wasn't me.
And in fact, the police would then say, "And he said, it wasn't me."
"It wasn't me." And I said, "Caught you on and the kitchen floor." Why do you think youths is turning into crime?
Well, I think it's as old as man himself as to why people turn to crime.
I mean, everyone know that it's against the law to be a criminal, and it's well bad and everything, what? But you got to admit, it's more fun being a gangster, isn't it?
Well, I think it is at a certain stage, but when you're languishing in prison, you begin to have second thoughts. But sooner or later it catches up with them. Sooner or later they languish in prison.
And they get bummed.
And they get... and even if they succeed, they live a life on the Costa del Sol. They can't come back to this country.
Yeah, who cares about that?
That's all.
The real reason why most people turn to crime is that they will get more punani,
yeah,
being a gangster.
Yes. I would say that apart from crimes of passion, of which we touched upon briefly, the predominant reason why people turn to crime is for the very reason to make more money.
And puni.
Yeah.
The puni. So shouldn't you send a very clear message to the youths out there? Yes, in the short term, you can get more puni, more muff. But in the long term, you will get bummed.
Yeah. I think that's a statement well worth making to young people.
What is the best undercover job?
Well, the one that obviously ends with a successful prosecution for a serious offence.
Because we saw this film called Beyond the Call of Duty, and it was about this police officer who had to go undercover and find out whether these ladies was prosies. Do you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And he actually had to bone them, and he actually did, because you could see his beast going in. That must be the best one, what?
Well, it certainly wouldn't be allowed in this country. And it has happened on many occasions when, certainly in the vice field, where officers have said, at that stage, I had to withdraw.
Well, he didn't withdraw. Well, he did once, and then once he blew his cover. Mm. How do you work out who did it?
By collecting evidence.
All right, check this then. A man is found dead in a pool of water with a backpack on. How did he die? Oh no, I forgot. There's a goose flying over. That is the clue.
Well, you would say I want a pathologist, first of all, to determine how that man died. Did he die from drowning if he was lying in a pool of water?
Not bad.
Did he die from being struck over the head and fell into the pool of water? Or whatever. I'm not going to speculate as to what the goose...
What's the answer?
The relevance of that, I don't know.
I think it was the goose. I can't remember. Whatever. It wasn't me. Alright, let's talk about DNA. What is NA?
Well, it's DNA,
yeah,
and it is
DNA.
It is your genetic fingerprint, if we're using that sort of terminology.
Is DNA worse than the AIDS?
No. It's not a disease. It's not something to be fearful of. It's just something that everybody has.
Is I got DNA?
Oh, yes.
How do you know I is caught DNA? Because we always wear a Connie, apart from that one time
when
she was so fit we couldn't wait, because she was probably to catch the Indian video.
It is not something which you contract from someone else or whatever. It is not in any way like AIDS. It is a genetic formula which you have from birth.
What else can you analyse DNA from?
Any living tissue.
Can you get it from jizz? Jizz.
You'll have to explain that.
You know, a man's, without being rude, man soldiers.
Yes.
How does the copper get to match it? Does he actually have to toss the criminal off?
No. When the suspect is arrested, the DNA can be taken from any body tissue. So
he doesn't have to knock one out in court.
No.
Safe. Respect. So all the peeps out there, we just want to say, stop thinking of coppers as if there is a bunch of, excuse me French, pricks. I is here with Chief Constable Burrow, and he ain't a prick, is he?
Thank you for that.
Here is some more of me and that zoologist talking about animals and tin. Boom! which is the most musical animals?
Well, I guess traditionally people think of birds.
It's frogs, though, isn't it?
Well, yeah, frogs. But frogs make a noise. But birds make a really, you know, melodious song.
Didn't frogs collaborate with Sir Paul McCartney on that chorus?
Don't know about that.
But they also did that.
They make a lot of noise. That's for sure.
Well, didn't they also get involved with the Budweiser thing before the What's Up one?
Yeah.
What's up?
Right.
I used to like that before the commercial.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, they make a call. They make noise.
For real?
Yeah.
What's up?
Mm-hmm.
You say it. You like that one?
Oh, yeah.
You meant to say it back when I said, what's up?
Oh, what's up?
Yeah. Well, in a different voice, but you know what I mean.
Sorry.
What is the point of animals, Professor?
What do you mean by the point? They exist. They're here.
Why is there life?
That's a difficult
For
question
real.
To answer.
But ain't most of them, with the exceptions of monkeys and scorpions, with all respect to you, a bit crap?
I think they're probably they're pretty important.
Yeah, but you would say that because your job is on the line. Why don't we give animals an ultimatum? Either do something useful or piss off.
Which animals do you want to say that?
To animals, all animals that ain't doing something useful.
But I think a lot of them are doing something useful. Do you eat meat?
I eat, you know, burgers and all that kind
of
stuff.
Yeah, well, that comes from animals, right?
Well, not. Do they?
Do they? Where does hamburger come from?
Comes from McDonald's.
And where's McDonald's?
From America.
And we don't just raise hamburgers here.
You make them.
Comes from cattle. Comes from cows.
Does it, though? Do you think that people should keep animals in their house?
It's fine with me. I have some pets of my own.
For real. Because my mate Dave, he's got a monkey, a lizard, and a boa constrictor.
Mm.
Well, he used to have the monkey. But it started, went a bit mental and started lusting its cack at his sister. So we had to let it go to its natural habitat in Laycroft Park. I ain't seen the monkey for a while, the mental one. Why do you think that is?
Did they let it go in Britain?
Well, in Laycroft Park, in Staines. Yeah, near where he lives.
Probably died if somebody didn't kill it.
Ain't it hibernating?
They don't hibernate.
But it's probably not dead, though.
If you haven't seen it, it's probably dead.
But it came from around that area.
Mm-mm. Mm-mm. Pet monkeys come from South America.
Probably. But he bought it around five minutes away.
Yeah, in a pet shop. Yeah, it's probably dead now. This is in London?
Well, just outside.
Tough place to be in the winter for a monkey. Too wet, too cold.
Well, I didn't do it. It wasn't me. All right, let's talk about something else, because this has been a bit of a downer. Do you think it is right that animals is naked?
Absolutely.
So how come it ain't right that we ain't naked?
Some people think it is.
But those people is mental.
Well, by the standards of others.
Don't you think it is wrong that some of them, and you know the ones that I was talking about, don't wear any pants?
No, not at all.
But I saw this horse the other day showing off, because it had this, you know, massive beast. You know, and she weren't wearing no pants.
Doesn't bother me in the least.
But why do they have to, like, you know, brag about it and say, check it out? Like, if I had one that long, and I ain't saying I don't, because I've got a well big one, not that you was interested.
I certainly am not.
What happens if different types of animals fall in love?
Doesn't happen very often, as far as anybody knows. And if they were, wouldn't produce an offspring. In most cases, it wouldn't amount to anything.
But what if the crocodile see the flamingo and think, I love her? Mm. Would you step in and say, no, that ain't right?
Would I know?
Mm. It's like me and me Julie, though, because she comes from the east side of town and me come from the west side of town. What's that? And they said that it was wrong that we was meant to be together. But the first time we got jiggy, she actually came. So that can't be wrong, can it?
Whatever you think.
Is there any batty animals?
Is that...
You know, funny animals.
You mean ones that appear funny to us?
No, 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 you know, over there and around the corner. So, why is all giraffes gay?
Why are giraffes gay?
Why is all giraffes gay?
Who says they are?
Well, they look it. Is there anything we can learn from the animal kingdom?
There's a tremendous amount we can learn from non-human animals.
How come we can't, excuse me French, lick our own nuts? If they can do it, and my dog can do it, and that dancer, yeah, the Irish bloke, yeah, can do it, how come we can't do it?
Just a question of anatomy, how we're built.
But do you think with evolution, that in the future we'll be able to do that?
Hard to say.
So we can overdo it.
That's right.
A lot of people is well sceptical about ghosts, but me know for a fact that they actually exist. In fact, my uncle Jamal's house is definitely haunted, because one time we stayed around there, and late at night we heard a knocking on the door, footsteps on the staircase, a sound of a strange man's voice, and then a few minutes later a banging noise and the voice of a man whimpering. We found the whole experience very unsettling, so the next morning me asked my uncle Jamal about it, and him told me that the house was haunted about 3 or 4 times a week. The next time we was round there, we came face to face with one of the ghosts. It was the figure of a fully grown naked man with a massive tash. It was so lifelike, and it had a smell about it of what we can only describe as spunk. To find more out about the supernatural, we went to interview Britain's leading expert on ghosts. Check it. I is here with Britain's number one parapsychologist, Maurice Gross. And we is here actually in a haunted house, and I is well scared as brick in it. How long has this house been haunted?
This house?
Aye.
This, no, we got it all wrong. This is not a haunted house. This is my house.
So how do I know if I meet a ghost?
Well, if it's an apparition that just comes and appears to you and then disappears, you will say to yourself, well, that must be a ghost.
Because, like, from my neighbourhood, there was once a geezer called Lolly Sasson, and he was, like, a total stiff, you know, he'd never done anything, not even had a puff or whatever. And one night he was at the Crooked Billet, you know, in Ivy Eve, and he was dancing there, and he was trying to get it on with this girl, and she weren't even that fit, you know, she had nice babylons and whatever, you know, she's now a lesser, but I digress. Anyway, he took like 29 E's that night, and basically he kind of just blew up, you know, he was gone. And now people who DJ now in the Crooked Billet say that they feel his hands doing a Virgin Excursion on the Wheels of Steel. Do you reckon that that's possible, or is it just the new Technics 1220s?
There's a lot of evidence that apparitions do return to sites of violent death.
Can ghosts or whatever, the paranormal, eat a few houses at the same time?
Yes, yes.
Because I think it was in 1989 or whatever, I was sitting in my house and suddenly the telly went out and all the lights went out, and then I looked out the window
and all the lights from all the houses around me went out, and I found out the next day that all the neighbourhood, all the lights went out for like half an hour.
Yeah, but that might have been a breakdown in the electrical breakdown. I mean, that's not necessarily anything paranormal, is it?
What is ectoplasm?
Well, ectoplasm is the so-called issue of a material from a physical medium.
Once me was asleep and me dreamt that me was born in Marakari, and you know, I was actually quite good without showing off or anything. And then when I woke up in the morning, there was ectoplasm in the ocean. Was that because Marakari was actually there?
Answer that question. I really can't. I mean, if you say that ectoplasm exuded from you.
Aye, for real.
For real?
There was something there that weren't there when I went to sleep.
I don't know.
How will I ever know?
You won't. Too late. Too late to know that.
I kept the, my Ilfiger pants.
Mm. Well.
Can I bring them in to be examined?
If you brought it in to be examined, what would we actually be examining?
The ectoplasm.
Is it on the pants themselves?
Aye.
Okay, I think I will probably get that analysed for you.
All right, thank you very much.
And what does it look like?
I mean, it's been years. Because it was kind of... it was... like not quite solid, that it was there, and there weren't that much of it.
How much was there?
About
in
I
area.
Don't know, about that much.
You sure? Did you have? You didn't have your pants on at the time.
I did.
Are you sure it wasn't semen?
I ain't done that for about 2 years. Thank you very much.
You're more than welcome.
Big up yourself.
You're more than welcome.
Big up yourself. Seeing. Obviously, most of the donkeys behind me is hoping to escape from the zoo one day and make it big in the porno industry. But for the unlucky ones, they is forced to stay here in terrible conditions. As we all know, zoos can be cruel places. I heard some terrible stories that some of these animals is being fed nothing but plants. As if that weren't bad enough, some of them don't even have their own toilets and is forced to plop in front of total strangers. That is sick. It's now over to my man from Kazakhstan, Borat. Now to my village, I haven't been here 1 month, I've been traveling everywhere. Hey, Papa! Where is Vilo? Vilo! He has grown moustache since I last come. Before I had no moustache! And it's my mama! Hey, you have grown. You in Kazakhstan, we love animals. This is Igor. He is my pet. He is a beautiful pig. A joke. I love him. Good. Are there any eyes left? This is my wife. This is my other wife. This is my mistress. This is my girlfriend. This is my sister. And this
one I have to pay money for. But she wears it. Wah, wah, wee, wah!
Here I am at the best hairdresser in Kazakhstan. Everybody famous come here. Eddie Arzanyan, Azamat Bagatov, Victor Hotelier from Almaty Sama, and even Walter. Now, please enjoy the next guy.
Dzień dobry, jak się masz? When you hear the word England, you think of country with the most talented actors in the world. Laurence Olivier, Alec Guinness, and Frank Spencer. Oh, Betsy, the cat, done shit. This man can do nothing right and two things wrong. This is why I come to Edinburgh Festival to find most talented performer, bring them back to Kazakhstan. Happy time! I now go to meet funniest comedians in Britain. Over sausage.
Knock, knock, knock.
Oh, what?
Good morning, madam. Would madam be interested in buying a prime number?
A prime number? What's one of those?
It's a very special number. It's what we call a prime number, divisible only by itself and one.
I see. Well, what's the point of that?
Well, it means it can't be broken down into smaller pieces.
Mm-hmm.
And that means children can't swallow it.
What is English humour?
40 Towers.
40 Towers.
Yeah.
With a Monty Python.
Yeah.
We've
been likened to Monty Python in our reviews.
When I look at you, it reminds me of Monty Python.
Yeah.
What is a stick?
That's not a stick, that was a hat.
So you can come up and do a hit.
Yeah.
Take a shot. Best American poet, Martin Semester.
Two or three or four live poets chanting their love, warm hearts.
Do you know Dolly Parton?
Yes.
What is she like?
She's a very intelligent person.
Yes.
Extremely intelligent person. She's done a lot of good things, a lot of really good shows. She had a TV show which lasted 2 years, which was very good.
Yes.